Goddamn, I'm glad y'all set it off. Used to be hard, now you just went soft. First you was down with the AK. And now I see you on a video with Mitchell A, looking like straight bozos. I saw it coming, that's why I went solo. And kept on stomping. While y'all motherfuckers moved straight out of Compton. Living with the whites, one big house, and not another nigga in sight. I started off with too much cargo, drop four niggas now making.
Welcome to the Delvin Cox Experience, the podcast in which each week I'm on a one-man mission to unite our culture to diversity. Except this episode, because this is the all-beef edition, baby.
Yeah. Fuck you, motherfuckers.
Oh, shit.
We are here to talk about rap beefs, drama, and the LBC, and all things that go along with it. I got my boy, the legendary podcaster on. Well, two legendary podcasters, shall I say, because one of them just did 1,000 episodes of podcast and then killed the shit off.
Yeah. Push that motherfucker right off the cliff. Delma Louise.
Spartan kicked that bitch off a cliff.
This is podcasting.
Yeah. B-Rob from the RBR podcast and the Random Ramblers with Rob.
Yeah.
And I have my boy T from Stage Crunchy and Milk. How you both brothers both doing?
You know what it is.
I'm alive.
That's a good answer.
I'm dead. I'm alive again.
All right. As always, we like to start the podcast off with the 5 for 5. 5 questions, 5 answers to get the ball rolling. But this time, we're doing the all beef edition of the 5 for 5. So, are y'all ready?
Hell yeah. I've been missing this, man. Like, I've been listening to some of your recent episodes. Like, you had Lou on here from the Everything Podcast and Wrestling Is Trash.
Yes.
And, like, anytime y'all got into the anytime you get into 5 for 5 with anybody, I'm like, oh, shit, how this shit is going to go? Or whatever. And then, like, when you and Lou did it or whatever, y'all had a whole, like, it could have been a whole nother podcast.
He just started talking about everything else, like, his fear of the 5 for 5. Like, why are we having this conversation?
Like, I was like, what?
But it was drifting. The conversation was just drifting
completely. All right. Question one. We're going to do all fights and beef stuff.
Yeah, fair, yeah. Def Jam Vendetta. That's the best one.
Yes. Ronald McDonald against Sneak King, Burger King. Who wins in a fight?
Sneak I think, King. Sneak King, man. Because, like, he got stealth abilities or whatever. I mean, if Ronald can't see it coming, I mean, he in a world of hurt.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Y'all both said Sneak King, so okay. Burger King beat McDonald's in a fight.
Uh-huh.
All right. Question number 2.
Yes.
Let me think of a good one. The Ninja Turtles.
Uh-oh.
Or the Street Sharks.
Ninja Turtles. Fuck a Street Shark. Man, who got love for Street Sharks besides Vin Diesel?
No one.
I mean, and shit, like, there's no literature involved in fucking Street Sharks or whatever. I mean, I just read The Last Ronin. I just read the fucking
Last Ronin. Is dope.
The Last Ronin, The Lost Years or whatever. And then they come, I think they either have out or are coming out with the sequel to The Last Ronin or whatever.
That is true. And a video game.
And they're coming out with a live action movie, so say.
The movie I'm excited about, the video game, yes. I'm not, because I know who's making it.
Who making it?
It's THQ Nordic Malls.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm hoping it's good.
I mean, you speaking of THQ, I mean, No Mercy right here.
Yeah, but that's not the same THQ.
They just bought the name.
THQ Nordic made goddamn AEW Fight Forever, and we know what a state that game is.
We're not fighting forever.
No.
We've stopped fighting.
Yes. I mean, it's a fun game.
It's fun.
They fucked up their price point and all kind of other shit or whatever. So, like, they coming out with season passes and everything or whatever, and it's a garbage.
I have to buy the season pass. Like, they pick the people they put in the season pass I actually want to play with, like Keith Lee and Swerve. Like,
yes. Keith Lee, Swerve, Jamie Hayter, Tony Storm.
Like, these are the people I want in the original game, so I kind of have to buy the season pass.
They fucking up. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Question number 3. Usually I ask the cereal question for all the cereal mascots. but I'm switching the game up this time. Okay. We're talking about beef.
With this cereal thing shirt on? What's that, man?
Goddamn right. That's what
I was
I'm
about
doing.
To go in there and put my Delvin shirt on, but
that'd have been funny. All right. If all the TV chefs had a fight, a brawl, so all the TV chefs you could think of had a brawl, who's winning? Emerald, so, you got all the one, all the just the TV so chefs you think
them.
Of.
All of them. Okay, so I'm putting my money on Mark Dukakis. He was the host of the Iron Chef or whatever. Okay. And you can see him in such works of art as John Wick Chapter 3. You can also see him in Wushu Assassins on Netflix. You can also see him in Warrior on HBO Max.
I have not watched that yet.
Oh, my God. You need to watch all of that shit. Matter of fact, they got booted off of HBO Max, and now it all resides on Netflix, and Netflix, I think, is going to revive them for a fourth season.
Okay.
Whatever. So, like, watch it. It's a good fucking show, especially if you love martial arts. It has all that. And plus, this whole show is based off a script that Bruce Lee freaking came up with or whatever. So it's like, this is some of his workings that he had before he died, and they adapted this into a whole fucking show.
That's dope.
That is cool.
Did not know that.
Yes. I was definitely going to pick an Iron Chef, and so we're just going to go with Iron Chef Morimoto. I believe he lives in Philly now.
Okay.
Oh, and, shit. Everybody hard to live in Philly.
That's true. That is very true.
But yeah, I believe he moved to Philly. Like every now and again, you'll see him on TikTok. I want to say his son does videos with him. So give it up to Iron Chef Morimoto.
Okay.
Word.
Yeah. Question number four. The age-old question that has been raised on for years. I'm going to ask both of you gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Who wins in a fight? Ratatouille or Stuart Little?
Ratatouille, man.
Ratatouille. By a lot, too, bro. It's
yeah, yeah. Because it's like
it's a rat versus a mouse.
I mean, and plus, Ratatouille has a fucking avatars and shit. He can jump on a motherfucker head and
stomps little Stuart Little out. Oof.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you even bring that to the table? I'm sad about this.
People have been asking that. People have been debating about that for years now.
Now, if it's like, you know, it could be a Batman situation for Stuart Little. I think he has the superior intellect and whatnot to where, like, if you give him some prep time or whatever, he could probably concoct some shit. Stuart Little with prep time is unmatched. Yeah. But Ratatouille, man, he just jump on the motherfucker head and he fucking raw Hulk smash. That's it. Yeah.
Stuart Little with prep time. He got the Batmobile, the Stuart Mobile.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I like it. And that's why I asked that question, just for that answer. That was a great answer. All right. My final question for the 5-5. This is going to be a fun one. I'm going to leave this up to your interpretation.
Interpretation.
Indubitably. If there was one fight that you want to be front row for, what fight would that be?
I mean, just it transcends time and space and all kinds of stuff.
Yes, any fight you want.
Mike Tyson in his prime and Muhammad Ali in his prime.
So you that fight, them two against each other.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be in the front row for that shit. I want to see what's happening.
Okay, that works. I like that one.
Anakin versus Obi-Wan on Mustafar.
That seems a little dangerous.
Mustafa Ali? What?
Hey, if I could be there to watch it from basically, you know, maybe a craft of some sort, you know what I'm saying? I don't got to be front row, but technically.
They went to the high ground.
As front row as one could be during on a volcanic planet, you know?
Yeah. That's a really good answer, though.
It's a dumb answer, but thank you. It's love. Thank you for the love, sir.
If you want to see a man get his legs chopped off.
Hey.
And that's wild. Like, any
he
of those.
He told it to his face, like, bro, I have the high ground. Chill your shit the fuck out. And dude said, like, nah, I got this. And he hopped up.
Fam.
And what happened?
Don't do my legs, Charlie Murphy. That's what happened.
And it's just like, think about that from any aspect or whatever to like, I mean, I had it in my brain, but it's like fleeting me right now because I've been drinking rum for the past two podcasts with Delvin.
Yeah, that is true. He has been.
But like, if I could be in the vicinity of any Dragon Ball Z fight, I would get fucked up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just imagine Goku and Frieza just going at it, and I'm just like on a rock, just like, ah!
It is always some kind of like energy well that expands for way further than shit whenever they fighting on that show. So
yeah, that could turn out really bad.
I was like, yeah,
they always destroy the ground they're on, and you can't fly, so you're like fucked.
Hell yeah, and then like I might pass out and shit because like you know Goku want to summon the energy from everybody, spirit bomb and shit.
From
and
I'm Jesus.
Like, I'm like, fuck, here, man. Here's some. Can I keep a little bit so I can see the fight and shit?
I need the strength of the world, Goku.
Dog, because, like, I can remember watching those shit, like, the Tree of Life and all kinds of all the other bullshit or whatever. He doing the spirit bomb. And then, like, you see deer and shit fucking fainting and shit, like, because they gave up all the energy. They're like, oh.
I'm curious now. How did the deer and the animals consent to that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we all are one. We share a energy, a aura, and everything like that. It transcends, like, you know, verbal communication and whatnot. I think it's just like an energy that we all give off. And it's just like, hey, he was like, yo, deer was like, knuck if you buck, because that's what I am. I'm a deer. I'm a buck. He just like, do it.
Nah, I wouldn't be considering that at all. No, Goku, you cannot have my power. You figure that shit out on your own. Get stronger, my nigga.
Delvin is like one of the motherfuckers that don't want to sign up for the union and shit or whatever. Y'all part of the union. If y'all get the benefits, I get it too. I'm on the same contract.
What if I'm like terminally ill? This is all the energy I got. You taking it. Now I'm dead. Because you want to fight this dude.
You are literally terminally ill. You was going to die anyway.
No. I mean, but you get that back.
I die quicker. No.
Now all the deer and shit came back though. They were just like, "Oh fuck, I'm here."
Nah,
I guess he did it.
Fuck that. Goku's a dumbass. Let's start with that fact.
And he's a deadbeat dad,
terrible father, and a dumbass. I would never forget. I think it was the Cell saga. They had Cell beating this man's like, you know what? Here's a Sensubi. I want to see how powerful you can get. Get the fuck out of here with this shit. Like, no. Let me help you get stronger.
Yeah, Krillin and them is like, yo, what the fuck? Like,
yeah. I want to see how strong you can get here. Get stronger. Like, no. This is not what's supposed to happen.
Oh, shit.
Fucking idiot.
Goku on the spectrum.
Yeah, he is definitely on the spectrum.
Just strong, dumb motherfucker.
Dumb. Don't take care of his goddamn kids.
Hell nah.
He's a terrible parent.
Bulma is like, come on, take care of your responsibility. I guess I sacrifice myself for the earth. Dragon Way, go get strong and just.
I gotta go train for 100 years. I'll be back. Like, what are you talking about?
Now, Todd is all in the beef right quick. Do it for me. Come on.
All right, now I gotta try it out. Speaking of training for 100 years, getting ready for a battle, apparently. Every rapper in the world has been training to fight Drake. And they all got together like the Legion of Doom.
So, like, this is what I'm not understanding. Like, I've been listening to music for 42 years. At least that, because as long as I've been cognizant of what music is and things that I like. So it's just like, how is Drake the epitome? How is he, like, the highs of the high right now to where everybody got like some problem with Drake and shit. I mean, I like his music. I like Drake, but it's just like,
I wonder. So again, same thing. I enjoy some Drake tracks. I don't usually like whole Drake albums, but I usually pick a few tracks off of each and enjoy. Yeah. Why is Drake so upsetting to all these other motherfuckers? Why are they so angry with him?
Cause he light skinned, probably one.
Well, I mean, is he stealing their ladies? Is he stealing money from them? To get me this worked up, it's got to be, I guess, one or the other. And really, if you stealing my lady, then she probably with my lady to begin with, my guy. Nah. So,
mm-hmm. The funny thing about it is, and I, from what I've gathered from the situation, all of these people have separate beef with Drake from things he's done over the years. Because Drake is one of those type of people, from what I've gathered, it's one of those type of people who is very petty
Yeah, light skin proclivities.
Yes. And he would, and one, all these rappers are messy because they all sleep with the same woman and they all do the same pillow talking to each other about each other, which is a whole other conversation within itself. But Drake is one to be messy, and it feels like his messiness has caught up to him now. Mm. And people are starting to react to it because, you know, him and Metro Boomin has had some issues because, you know, I think Drake stopped some of his opportunities and stuff like that, and they've kind of went back and forth. And now, you know, him and Future have had a whole bunch of issues.
Yeah, Drake is like all powerful in the rap game.
He is. Why. He's like, he is what Jay-Z was in the 90s, in the peak 90s. And this to me, getting back to it, this feels like, I don't think the music is the same. The quality of music isn't the same, not even close. This feels like that Blueprint era Jay-Z, where right before the Blueprint drop, you had everybody going at Jay-Z.
Yeah.
When you had like Jadakiss, you had Nas eventually, you had Prodigy kept going at him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Jay-Z was like, enough's enough. I'm gonna drop.
I mean, even Tupac when he was around, he had something to say about Jay-Z and them.
Of Hawaiian Sophie fame.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
But
yeah,
it's a random ass diss.
But you know, every rapper who's at the top of their game has that one moment that I guess that they have their pen gets checked.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here to talk about.
Irony now.
Yeah, yeah.
As one probably should need a pin.
That is true. That is true. And you know, the thing about Drake is, like T alluded to, people question his pin for a long time. And my thing about Drake has always been this. I think Drake is a super talented rapper.
Yeah.
I would even go as far as say he's an incredible rapper. My problem with Drake has always been the fact that it came to a point, I want to say, around the time of the Scorpion era, he just stopped making music for me.
You know what? I think Drake is going through the same shit that Lil Wayne went through.
Maybe.
Lil Wayne was just in this one particular box. He's like, hey, street shit, hot boys, you know, all this. And then at some point, he came out with like the 400 Degrees, then the Carter. And then Lil Wayne just started going into the stratosphere and doing all kinds of other shit. He came out with that rock album. He came out with the, you know, like Father Like Son with Birdman and just all kinds of shit or whatever. And I feel like Drake is kind of on the same path or whatever. It's just like, I don't think he's in the same mind frame as Lil Wayne is. So Lil Wayne is like sipping all the things and snorting all the stuff.
Yeah. To me, Drake kind of is like, he is like, to me, how do you describe it? He's like one of those 6-in-1 tools that has like a hammer, has like a screwdriver, has like a knife on it. He can do everything,
yeah,
but he's not particularly good at everything.
Yeah, just like all that.
I mean, pull up the Leatherman.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I can give you some reggaeton. I can give you some R&B. Like, but you're not really good at all that stuff. I want you just to rap.
Yeah. I mean,
he's suitable. He's fine at it.
Yeah.
But he's not like, you know, like
a lovely singing voice, though it is a bit auto-tune.
Yeah.
And like I said, when he do rap, he'd be like, you can rap, buddy.
Yeah. Rapping is your thing.
Yeah.
You should do more of that.
It's a thing. It's not his thing. His thing is singing. He really does. I think he truly enjoys, like always, he used to talk about how much he wanted to be like Fonte, who could rap and can sing. He wants to be able to sing. He wants to be more of a singer.
Fonte's better at that than he is.
I mean, come on.
Not to be mean, but yeah, I like when Drake raps.
All these motherfuckers could be better than him. They are not him.
That is correct. Drake makes crossover music, and I think Drake has gotten to that point where he has leaned more towards pop star.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing, and I think
I mean, he's also reaching like Kanye level in a sense to where like it doesn't matter what the fuck he do, if he drops something, people are gonna get it.
Yep. Yeah, you know, and I think what was the album he came out with before Former Dogs?
Don't make me lie to you. I know it had a weird ass font though.
Yeah, it came out people wasn't really feeling it. And then For My Dogs came out, which seemingly people liked a lot, and then had the song First Person Shooter, which kind of started this whole beef thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, all I remember is him wearing the curls in his head. That's all I remember.
Yeah, that was something.
Oh, man.
And he had his son in the video just dancing around and shit, one that he didn't claim at first.
Yes, that Pusha T. Pusha T made him a good father. I think now would be a good time to play that snippet.
I got that one available too.
I know you did. Now's a good time to play it. Speaking of these beef songs,
I even got my beef chain on. Drug dealing aside, goose right in the side. Let's have a heart to heart about your pride. Even though you're multi, I see that your soul don't look alive. The M's count different when baby divides the pie. Wait, let's examine why your music for the past few years been angry and full of lies. I started at the home front, I'm on one. Dennis Graham, stay off the gram, bitch, I'm on one. You mentioned wedding ring like it's a bad thing. Your father walked away at 5, hell of a dad thing. Marriage is something that Sandy never had, Drake. How you a winner, but she keep coming in last place. Monkey suit, Dennis, you parade him. A Steve Harvey suit, nigga, made him. Confused, always felt you weren't black enough. Afraid to grow it, cause your fro wouldn't nap enough. Since you name dropped my fiance, let him know who you chose as your Beyonce. Sophie knows better as your baby mother. Cleaned her up for IG, but the stench is on her. A baby's involved, it's deeper than rap. We talking character, let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child, let that boy come home.
All right, we can stop. Motherfucker playing ball. I'm quite sure we went way over the time, but it doesn't matter.
Again, that one is on Spotify. It's not on Spotify. Still a mixtape joint. So I think you're good on that one as well.
Perfect. So that song kind of started all this thing with Drake.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, you go ahead, T, because I know you want to say something about it.
That song is basically like in 300 where you proved that God could bleed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because before that, untouchable.
Yes.
He had that Duppy freestyle, and people was like, oh, shit, he got pushed. And then that came out, and he ain't been right since.
And all you people with the revisionist history about that song, stop it.
And then, like, hell, even the visual media that came out around that shit, he had Drake in the blackface.
Yeah.
Just like, yo.
Yeah. Bruh. Literally announced to the world, you had a child before you could.
For real. I wouldn't hide.
With your kid's name.
Yeah. Crazy. I wasn't hiding the world from my child. I was hiding the child from my work, from the world. I was like, what?
I mean, it is kind of a bar, but also it's some bullshit.
Yeah, but I think this.
When you have to go back and address your parenting choices. I mean,
I think this is kind of the one that kind of started everything, and I'm glad you played it because this is the one kind of blemish on Drake's career in terms of rapping, and I feel like he always wanted to get his lick back, but time had passed, so he kind of wanted to, because he's always like, for people who don't know, he's always been taking shots at like Kendrick. He's constantly been taking shots at Kendrick and other people and stuff like that.
Because Kendrick got all day ass or whatever with Control when he dropped that shit.
Yeah. So I feel like he's been always looking for that moment to show that, no, I can rap. I can rap. And then when First Person Shooter came out, he was rapping on it. I'm not going to take this road that other people have been saying. People were kind of saying that my boy J. Cole held back a little bit to give Drake some shine. I'm not going to go that far, but I think Drake did a really good job on it. I think that whole J. Cole line gave Kendrick the juice to put out what he wanted to put out, which he was going to do anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Big Three line, which people have been saying for the longest time, you know, Kendrick put out the record that he put out. I don't know if you have that, T.
Yeah, I'm gonna mute it on this side.
And yeah, but
I'm
like,
forward to it so I can play it for y'all.
Why are you doing that or whatever? But like the whole thing with like Pusha T and Drake or whatnot, because like I haven't been really into music for a long, long time or whatever. But like, I can remember this shit going on and like, so say, cause I'm here in Houston, that like it got so heated between these two that Jay Prince of all people had to get in between these two and stop the beef.
That is correct.
That shit seemed wild. It seemed just weird to me.
Yeah.
Cause he was like, I told Drake, you don't get in the mud with hogs, cause all you're gonna both do is end up being dirty and blah blah. And I told him not to diss back. And I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
I know why he did it.
Please.
Tell me why. Tell me why.
There are several reasons why that it happened like that.
Well,
I don't know if people want to admit it or not, but one, Drake was legit mad.
Yeah.
And it was gonna go to a place where no one wanted to go to. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's the first and foremost. Two, Jay Prince saw it was gonna fuck up his money. That was the bottom line. Like, because Jay Prince is, I think Jay Prince manages Drake. And Drake responding, and now I'm responding because Drake, I don't think, from what I've heard about the situation, Drake did not want to respond via Wax. Well, he did want to respond on Wax, but he also wanted to put out something to hurt this man. Yeah.
So I remember all this time,
yes,
specifically, because yeah. I'm a huge Pusha T fan. Word to Pusha Terrence. Yeah. And he literally had recordings of people being like calling his people trying to get dirt for Drake.
Yes.
It was bonkers. It was because Drake couldn't, and of course, like I said, oddly enough, recently somebody was like, all this gangster shit, but ain't nobody touched Pusha T. All this Drake claimed all this gangster, but ain't nobody touched laid a hand on Pusha T yet. And he said, what did he say? Not a pinky nail. it's like he was mad and he wanted something, but then I also feel like another thing that happened during this time was I think Push was prepared with more.
He definitely was,
and that's why he was like searching with Summer, and you know what I'm saying, and I think he was fully prepared for him to say something else, and then I got something else, and it's like what could that be? I'm always gonna wonder what that could be, which is why even now he ain't said a word about Pusha T. But here, you said you want to hear a little bit of that, like that, the Metro Boomin. We do got to keep this in the 30 seconds. It's an actual song. So let's keep a close watch on the time, people. Here we go.
Definitely.
These niggas talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. D.O.T., the money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, I'll hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but pay not be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak this and first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck.
This Melly Mel, if I have to, it's so disrespectful.
It is, but it works. It works.
And
yeah. I think the thing about it is, we're gonna get to the J. Cole thing in a minute. But I think the thing about this song is, it's disrespectful enough where you can respond to it. And what I mean by it is, it's not like Story of Adidon was disrespectful enough in terms of like, there are certain songs that are so disrespectful you can respond to, but also you might have to shoot the fade with this person.
Everybody got background, so like, I just wanted to
do yeah. That's perfect too. And that works. And what I mean by that is like, listen to No Vaseline, which we'll probably talk about a little bit. Listen to Ether. Listen to Bitchin' You. There are certain lines in there when you feel like a person has crossed the line so far away, it might get the thing. Like, even Jay-Z said after Ether came out, like, he like, nah, me and Nas need to go into a gym and, like, box it out. We need to fight after this. And, and when you're in a rap beef, that's the response you want. You want them ready to want to fight you. And I don't think, unless you really want to go that route, don't even get into it. I think that's why. Get to the J. Cole thing, he bowed out because he saw. I have a theory that J. Cole either heard Drake's song Kendrick song or both, and was like, I don't want no parts of this because I know where it's going to lead to. Yes. Because he's friends with both of them. And that's the difference.
Yeah.
But didn't he just drop like my delete later where
he did. And that's the thing. He dropped that and then like the next day he apologized and said he said it didn't feel right with his soul and he saw what people wanted to take it to and he didn't want to take it there.
Yeah.
And I think and my theory is he heard both of these songs and was like, no. Where these two brothers are trying to go, I don't want no parts of it.
Yeah. And then I find interesting is of course, you know what I'm saying? Just this past Thursday, Metro and Future dropped another joint, We Still Don't Trust You. And yeah, J. Cole's on that album. J. Cole's on the song Red Leather. It's an amazing song. I don't know if y'all heard it.
I have a theory about that as well.
So that's also kind of like, are we jumping sides? Were you there that whole time?
I have a theory about that as well. I think he recorded that song before he knew where it was going to be.
Yeah.
It was like, and then they were like, okay, you don't have to pick a side. But we're gonna put you on the side,
yeah.
Because that's how rap works. People record songs with each other all the time and don't know what projects they're for. Like, there are songs out there. I'm quite sure Drake has a whole bunch of like Kendrick and J. Cole features that's just in the tuck that he just never used.
I was listening today because all this been on my mind. Once you asked me about this earlier, I was listening to "Fucking Problem" because that's Drake, that's Kendrick, it's ASAP Rocky. You know what I'm saying? Yep. All together on a single track and 2 Chainz, respect, dude. And it's like, y'all were working together, doing the damn thing, making amazing music. But then, of course, you know what I'm saying? The ASAP Rocky part of this is, of course, Rihanna.
Of course.
And so it's like, that's his own little, you know, ball of wax, ball of yarn, whatever you want to call it, man. So it's like, it's bugged out.
But, like I was saying when we started this, a lot of these things are kind of Drake's, like, fault.
Yeah.
And not to say it in a bad way, but, like, you know, even the whole thing with Rihanna. He brought that on Front Street, like, making songs, dissing her.
Yeah.
So, dissing this ex and kind of talking about her, like, consistently on songs. So, I can see why ASAP Rocky would have a problem with him. Like, you know, and, you know, Drake does that thing where he puts out these songs kind of, like, petty, talking about people. And for the most part, for the longest time, people never really responded to him, or they responded in ways where it like wasn't noticeable.
I mean, like he is truly light skinned or whatever. Yes. It's just like his emotions is always on Front Street or whatever. It's just whatever he feeling in the moment. I gotta hold on. Are you recording? I can't hear myself in the headphones. All right, I'm ready. He got to put it out there.
Yeah,
it's like cleansing his soul or whatever. It's like, I got to talk about this so I can get it off my mind, get it off my heart.
it's just the most, it's the illest, it's the, I don't know, man. I also think, and I'm not saying it's not good to be able to express one's emotions, but I wonder if that's just, and I know this is going to sound, so I may sound strange, but it's like, that's just not an American thing.
He's
and
Canadian.
Maybe that's just the Canuck part of him, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe, but
raised up north, and they got just a different way of looking at things.
Maybe, but you know, it also is a thing where, frankly speaking, it helped him become who he is. Mm. Like Drake being emotional, sharing his feelings and thoughts on records has helped him become a star.
Yeah,
true. You know, because he's like, you know, he says all these things about girls and stuff and his relationships and. He's very open about it, and people love to hear that. But the downside of that is when you're being messy with it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you pillow talk or whatever you want to do, and people kind of call you out on it. You got to be ready to stand on business when it comes to that. Like, and I've always said that about the whole Megan Thee Stallion situation where certain artists came out there and said all this crazy stuff about Megan Thee Stallion. And then when it comes out that, oh, no, the situation turned the way it was, like, y'all gonna apologize?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then Drake was one of those ones who kind of doubled down on it and was quick to respond to her. But then when you have other male rappers coming to him and check him, he's like, I want to say nothing.
Yeah.
You pop shit, apologize. It's
ass. That's ass kiss. For real.
Great bar.
God, man, not so good. God, bro. Ether, and I know there's many people who are like, no, Takeover is so much better. We don't say you got took over, but we do say you got ethered.
Exactly. And that's my whole point with that. I think Ether is a superior record because that's the one that people still talk about.
Yeah. It's easy, but like whenever they reconciled their beef or whatever, people were still wanting him at live performances to perform Ether. He's like, nah, I can't do that. I'm sorry. Yes.
That shit start off, fuck Jay-Z. You can't do nothing with that.
Yeah, I think Ether is one of the perfect diss records because it's simplistic in the way in the response is, and it's telling you, hey, look, all the other shit you were saying, I don't care about. I will still beat your ass.
And then like for me, I'm thinking about like all these old things, all these old rap beefs or whatever, like No Vaseline and all those older songs or whatever. Like for me, those were just like cool ass songs or whatever, because I didn't have the context of why this song was made. I thought it was just like a cool ass song and shit. I was like, damn, I wonder who he was talking about.
Yeah.
You know.
We forgot one that doesn't get talked about enough. Crisscross Jump.
Did you know
that was a diss song?
No. Why would I know that's a diss song?
Yes.
Tell me more.
Children's first. It's their first song, in fact. Why would that be their diss song?
Tell me more. And I also would like to disclose that was the first ever CD that I ever owned. Tell me more. Like he had to type. He got the damn rose fucking clickety clack on this keyboard.
It's a shocking turn of events, Delvin. Tell me, go ahead, talk to me about it.
Go ahead, Delvin. Go ahead. Tell me more. I need to know.
Originally, Crisscross Jump was a diss track against another Bad Creation.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I remember that whole thing. Because it was like a whole thing with all those child rap groups and whatnot. Like Crisscross and another Bad Creation. They all had the beef.
What beef could these children have possibly had?
Hey, man, you'd be surprised.
I didn't let me get on the merry-go-round, and I'm salty off that shit still. Yeah.
So let me read it what it was. So I don't want to read the whole history of it, but, you know, Another Bad Creation, the youngsters and illegal. Another Bad Creation had been a discovery of New Edition and Bell Biltmore members, Michael Bibbins, for those who don't know. Bibbins had been eager to put a teen group in the vein of New Edition ever since he'd seen The Boys, another group signed by Motown, in the Atlanta-based ABC. Bibbins marketed the group that had a combo of New Edition's early 80s kiddie appeal and BBD's early 90s street edge. The group single, Aisha, hit nine.
Aisha was the jam.
Aisha.
Great song.
No, I want you so bad, and I just get to know you better.
I remember at the playground.
Yes, and essentially, let me see. I'm trying to get to the part with the Crisscross part. Crisscross dropped their debut single, the Jackson 5 sampling Jump, in early 1992, and the song shot up all the way to number one on the Billboard charts. At the time, only one of the 11 songs to top the chart 100 for at least 8 weeks. Jump opens with a very clear shot at Another Bad Creation, who were at the beginning of their spiral into less obscurity less than a year removed from Playground. If the assertion that ABC was legitimate, it was highly dubious for these guys to be taking shots at themselves when they were creation of Jermaine Dupri. So essentially, that first line in a Jump is about Another Bad Creation. Don't try to compare us. Yeah. They were talking about Another Bad Creation, that line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a song like, that they again, another a song they definitely didn't write.
No.
And so,
correct. Because
it's super funny.
Because, you know, Jermaine Dupri created Crisscross, and their whole thing was they were not like Another Bad Creation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is supposed to be in the same type of group.
Good gracious, Jermaine Dupri. Don't make children
children be
pulled into this nonsense.
Yeah, but man, hip hop beef's great, man. I like the fact that Kendrick went in the booth. He's spitting it. And we when it dropped.
Don't try to compare us, to another Bad Little Fad.
There you go.
Bad creation. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life. You've really made this song.
I'm the Mac and I'm bad. Give you something that you never had.
I'm super salty off this now, man.
See, now you're reading and understanding. Yeah.
But like another Bad creation, the boys, just like this whole.
That's a time where we had a swath of children MCs. Mm-hmm. Chi Ali, of course, he did some time. Shaheem the Rugged Child.
Yeah.
Who also at some point maybe did some and time.
And then Bow Wow, of course.
Yeah, this was like, did you all hear those those tapes that they put out about Bow Wow when he was signed to Death Row and shit?
Yeah, when he was cursing.
Yeah, cursing and saying the N-word and all kind of crazy shit.
When Snoop used to write his rhymes.
Yeah.
Drastically different power.
I mean, yeah, because I mean, that's where his name originated from. Snoop Dogg named him Little Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carry guns the size of Little Bow Wow. One of my favorite little 50 lines. It's like, damn.
But yeah, I kind of really dig the fact that Kendrick came out there and shot his shot. And he made it very obvious who he was talking about. And
see, sort of, I get that. What I don't like about this new age of dissing until we'll get to my man Rick Ross. Jesus Christ!
Oh my God!
Is they I don't like this little lightly subliminal shit they do. It's almost as if they want to give themselves a like. I don't know. I wasn't talking about you.
I understand why they do that. They do that because they want the other guy. People, and this is my problem always with this type of stuff. They want the other guy to jump out first and put out their record so they can kind of like, I got you. Here go my real record now.
Yeah.
And that's how it kind of feels like. And,
But like with those guys, like those three in particular, J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick, like I respect Kendrick more than the other two. Well, I mean, because like J. Cole is kind of passive. He's like, I'll say what I say, but like, I ain't really trying to, I'm doing my own thing over here or whatever, But like, Kendrick, when he released Control, he said that, like, I'm doing this to invigorate the rap game. I'm doing it for all of us. I'm doing it for everybody. This shit won't get stagnant. So it won't just be like everybody resting on their laurels and shit. I want to shake up the game so everybody can be on peak performance to make this better. Yes. So I respect him for that.
Yeah.
So when he do shit like, fuck the big three, it's just big me. He's motivating the other ones to do better, to do more.
And that's exactly what has followed suit. But then it's like, and we was all talking about this last night. It's like, bro, it looked wild, petty when 20 MCs, go against one dude. It make him look that much like, he really is king of the mountain. And y'all trying to, climb toward him.
I am of two minds of this. The first mind is you're absolutely correct. I think it does look kind of wild that everybody decides to go now. But my other mind is this kind of feels like all these things he's brought on himself. Like he's fucked with so many people.
It's time.
And not only that, the fact that somebody, this is all Future's fault if you want to be real. Future and Metro Boomin's fault because they were like, Future was like, we're going to do a whole album dissing you. And we're going to get, and they solved two problems that people have when they even have diss records. They had the producer already on deck. And they had the place to drop it at.
Yeah.
So that kind of made it real easy for like, all right, y'all don't like him. Y'all all can come here and air him out right on this album. And it worked. It's kind of smart to do it that way. Like, all right. Everybody just air your grievances right here or not. And I think in terms of Future Metro Boomin, it worked for them because album hit number one.
And has been for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. And that hasn't happened in a while for a hip hop album. So it's been working. But yeah, I think it's really fun to see this generation of rappers do this, because we used to get this all the time when we were younger, and it made rap fun and interesting because you really got to see the greats go at it. You know, I think we were kind of spoiled with that. We got Jay versus Nas, we got Jadakiss versus Beanie Siegel, we even got Cameron versus Mace. We were getting like all of our artists going at each other. Joe Budden against Game, 50 versus Ja Rule, Eminem versus whoever.
50 versus multiple people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
50 versus Fat Joe, and Window Shopper is a classic low burner.
It is.
Yeah.
But you know, this generation, we really didn't get that. We really kind of got rappers, like even when we would get rappers like who were beefing, either A, it turned to actual violence and we didn't get music from it.
Yeah.
Or B, we got like, it was like, all right, this is kind of whack. Like the only time we got like good diss records were all involving Drake.
Man.
Story of Adonon is one of them.
He got baited first with Infrared.
Yeah.
So he come with W Freestyle and he's like, that taste of soup came through real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we got the back-to-back joint. Yeah. Those were the ones, that's what we've been getting. And I was listening to Duppy the other day, a couple days ago. I listened to a podcast talk about it, because they were making the argument that Duppy was a better song than Story of Adonon. And I say,
again, people say Takeover better than Ether.
And they're both wrong.
They are.
Because I was like, do I remember this right? Because I remember Duppy being good, but I remember it being better than the Story of Adonon. So I went back and listened. Like,
so
Duppy's a good song.
So question I have for the both of you overall, because there's only two that stick out in my mind that will forever be top. Hit 'Em Up.
That's one.
And Ether.
Two. And I will put, I think, well, no, let's do this. Let's give our top five.
I can only give the top two, and that's the two I just gave.
Okay, I will give my top five then, real quick. I won't, and not in any order. Hit 'Em Up, Ether, No Vaseline, Bitching You, and Takeover. Story of Adonon is an honorable mention. That's like 5B.
To me, story and No Vaseline. Let's see. As I consider my little district here, I have a list of them right here. I can just go click.
Well, I'll give you an honorable mention for like the most like sneakiest of sneak diss tracks or whatever is Ain't Nothing But a G Thing.
That's a good one.
No, fucking with Dre Day is my one for that.
Yeah.
Timmy M. UT. Busta Must, the thought it was easy. But thought it was a Marks I used to hang with easy.
Yeah.
It was then,
now that I think about it, Mama Said Knock You Out.
You know what? You know, now that I'm thinking about all those shits or whatever, like the beef with him and Cannabis? Or whatever.
It
like,
remains one of the falsest bullshit beefs ever to me.
Yeah, the Reaper Strikes Back.
Yeah.
And then like the whole thing with 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Like he changed his verse because he had some issue and then he didn't change his verse. So like that whole
was brilliant,
thing,
by the way. That was brilliant. That was legit.
Man, change that shit. They're like, nope,
not changing shit.
I ain't changing shit.
That was the second most brilliant tactic I've ever heard in a diss battle.
Matter of fact, because of that fact or whatever, just that song and just all the people that was involved in that, like DMX, Master P, all those people or whatever, I have that single on vinyl in the other room over there.
That's a great one. My favorite tactic in a diss battle that I love so much, I thought was brilliant, was, I don't know if you remember this, T, the song Stomp with Young Buck.
Oh, yeah.
Where
the whole thing, him and T.I. and all that shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where Young Buck did a song not knowing that T.I. and Luda was beefing.
Yeah.
So, and both more of the song, Young Buck did his verse. Then T.I. did his verse dissing Ludacris.
And Buck was like, yo, hold on.
So then Ludacris heard the song and had the last verse and dissed T.I. in the last verse of the song.
On their own song?
On their song.
On the song.
So when you listen to the song, I think they might have pulled it. I think T.I. asked me it's supposed to be pulled off. Because what happened was, you hear the song, Young Buck verse goes off first. Then you hear T.I.'s verse clearly dissing Luda. And then Luda comes on right after that, dissing the shit out of T.I.
Hell yeah.
That's crazy.
And ends the song with what he says, keep my name out the T.I.P. of my dick.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. You have to hear this.
Yeah, you do. I remember that shit. And I was just like, wait a minute. Because I remember the video was wild as fuck too. Because like, the video didn't have his whole, it was a part of another song. So I think
it was a two-part
video.
Yeah, that was some early 90s, well, you know, mid to late 90s kind of shit. You know how we got like Fourth Chamber and Shadowboxing in one video and all those things. Yeah,
because T.I. apparently asked Buck to change it and Buck like, fuck no. I'm putting it out the way it is.
Stay off the T.I.P. of my dear.
It's a great verse.
You know what? Me and Delvin talked about this before I got on here or whatever. And I was just like, I don't know shit about current music or whatever, but I'm proving that I remember a lot of shit.
Like all the old classic disc stuff that was just crazy. And it was so much fun back then.
You know, just speaking to continue to speak on beef or whatever, you know, notorious for just shit talking people was 50 Cent or whatever.
Yes.
But like, what I remember out of that whole thing was like the game when you hit 300 miles and running or whatever, 300 bars.
That is
like
correct.
Dissing everybody and everything. And I was like, I love the game or whatever, but I don't know what the fuck happened to him.
I love the fact that Rick Ross in the game did the same thing that made sense to stop 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. And they found the chance. Rick Ross is literally doing the same cheat code against Drake. You have to keep throwing shots until they say, fuck it, it's not worth my time anymore.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to get them to stop. And that's...
I remember when LP was beefing with... Who the fuck was he beefing with? LP, for like, you know, Run the Jewels.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's an underground rapper. And he was dissing... Who the fuck was he dissing? He had a song called Linda Tripp. He was dissing this dude from a group called Antigua. And it's like, could you imagine white boy diss records? White boy underground rap diss records?
So wild.
Eminem. What you think it sounds like? It's not a very it's like, good to know you've grown since then, LP, but that's when them disses from the day that you're like, wow, I already got that on wax. Fair enough, gentlemen. It was called Linda Tripp.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is basically you have to start digging like Linda Tripp, wait a minute, what? That's the lady from the Clinton scandal, right? It's like it takes too much to have to study to understand that beef.
Yeah, white people just be getting a whole other beef. I've said it before, and I will say it again. Eminem diss records do not hold up.
No.
A lot of them are not good. If you listen to them, they're like, this is not that great. I get why people liked them when they came out, but if you listen to them, they're like, oh, you fuck about you dissing Everlast.
or Milkbone and you know, so forth and so on. I'm Melt Vanilla Ice like silicone. I'm ill enough
God to damn,
for no reason.
Yeah, goddamn the whole shit that he had with ICP.
Yeah, like I don't care about this.
That's weird. That's weird Detroit beef though. So you're like fine gentlemen. You have.
Yeah, like why are you doing this? I don't care about this.
For sure.
Please stop.
Talking about spraying Faygo root beer on their face and shit. I was like, what? What is even that?
It's not a good root beer, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Faygo got like two good sodas. This is one called like Star Spangled, whatever. It's really good. And Rock and Rye. You only want Rock and Rye in the glass bottle, gentlemen. The glass bottle.
I've tried Faygo like twice.
I might say, do they sell Faygo down south?
No.
Yeah, I
they do. So. They do, but it's a rarity to find a bottle of Faygo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some Florida shit. Yeah. You ain't gonna never find none of that shit around here, but I'm surprised because you said they got a Star Spangled whatever. I mean, we in Texas over here. It's just like, I'm surprised you ain't got that like front and center somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. You got to go to a corner store to find that Faygo.
Yo, speaking of corner stores, to go on a side tangent or whatever, I went to San Francisco a couple weeks ago or whatever with my family and whatnot, and I was in an Airbnb in the hood, Spanish, San Francisco and shit, and like, and it reminded me so much of home that it was comforting and shit to where like I walk out the freaking condo and shit, and I go down on the street, they got a fruit stand there and a car wash across the street, oh, wow. And then I go down one block and they got a corner store and shit, like. I felt real at home.
That's cool.
You know? So I go in the corner store and shit or whatever. And I'm, you know, we playing Uno and all kinds of shit, doing black people shit. And I go in the corner store and I was like, you know, I'm going to have to re-up on some drinks and shit. And they had a canned soda. It was probably like the size of a Red Bull can. And yo, I forget the name of it, but it had tequila, rum, vodka, and some other shit all in one can.
Oh, and shit. That's gonna kill you.
I bought that shit. I drank that shit, and I like dog. You call me fucking DJ Screw Up, Michael Watts, and this shit. I was like on lean. I was like, no. Dog. And then look. So after that, I'm here. Last weekend, I went home to Louisiana, visit my mom and them, just check on them and shit. I go to the gas station. I go to the corner store. They had that same fucking can of drink in there, and I got that shit again.
You don't learn your lesson.
Hell no. I was in my mama's house, like, she's like, hey, hey. I was like, huh?
See? Don't learn your lesson, man.
If I find it around here, I get it again. I gave my wife a sip. I was like, here, try this. She's like, that's pretty good.
You done had it twice and still can't remember the name of it. Don't fuck with shit like that. Don't fuck with
shit. Don't keep fucking with that shit. That shit gives you amnesia.
Yeah. Hey, man. It be what it be. You know what? What I noticed about it or whatever, because like I said, I got it from two different corner stores or whatever, and it's either the Arab or the Spanish people or whatever. See, so I was like,
stop. Stop right there. I'm glad you said that. I had this conversation on PSVG a couple weeks ago. I was explaining to people that Miami is full of Arab stores. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And like, Arab store. They're like, isn't it Arab? I'm like, that's not how we say it down here. We say Arab. Like, it's not pronounced like that. I say, I don't give a fuck how you think it's pronounced.
Yeah.
It, I almost, mean, it lightweight sound like you dissing them too. Yeah. And it's not intentional.
No.
What you mean is literally it's a store that's ran by people of Arabic descent.
Yes.
Yeah. We just call it an Arab store.
That's what it's called.
It's just the ignorance of the South.
Yes, that's exactly what it's called.
I don't live in the South. We say that shit up here.
See, and that's what I was telling them. Like, that's how it's called. It's not like it's a thing like being offensive. It's just, no, that's what we call it.
Hell.
Ain't one of the producers call Arab music? What the fuck? It ain't like we
do. Yeah, and that's just exactly what I was about to point out or whatever. I mean, it's acclaimed in high respect because, like, you know, fucking Busta Rhymes put the song out. Arab
Money. Yeah.
Maybe wild.
Most high respect. No dissing here.
I was explaining to them that that's the thing. It's not called Arab stores. It's called Arab stores.
Mm-hmm. And no one would call it Arab stores anyway. That sounds weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste right. I'm headed to the Arab store. At that point, it sounds like you're going to go buy like some like actual, you know, I don't know.
WMD
items. You know what I'm saying?
I got my scarves in my top drawer anyway, because you know I've been out there like 4 or 5 times already.
Yes, you have. Only thing that stopped you from going back is Trump. He's like, I'm getting out of this. Like, I'm getting out of this military.
I'll at you, boy.
Now it's time to clock out.
I mean, with Bush and Clinton and all them motherfuckers, at least I was getting paid some money, but Trump was out there like doing some wild shit.
Yeah, you'd be at the border. You'll be deployed to the border. That's it.
Fuck.
I probably shouldn't be saying that on this episode, but fuck it. I don't fuck.
Well, let's deploy it more into this beef stuff.
Yeah,
solid.
So we heard the Kendrick verse, so I guess we might as well get to the Drake one. So we can get to the fun part.
I don't even think I heard this.
Have you heard the Rick Ross one?
What I've heard of Rick Ross was him on his IG by his pool.
Oh, we're gonna have fun with this then.
These are both a delight. We're gonna play these in full. Like I said, these are mixtape joints, so you guys can hear them. We'll all just shut the fuck up and let them play.
That's cool.
Drake's joint is called Push Ups. Drop and give me 50.
Yes.
Drop and give me 50. Drop and give me 50. All right, so, I'm gonna put my mic on mute for this.
Yeah, this is fun.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I can't do that, but still, I guess I can mute my mic. Here, I'm gonna mute my mic. You tell me if it still plays.
Okay.
Could never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. You pussies can't get booked outside America for Nan. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't never take no chain off of us. How the fuck you big stepping with a size 7 man's on? This the part with the bite, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. Cause Top told you drop it, give me 50 likes of push-ups. Hood, your last one brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say drop, you better drop and give them 50. Pip squeak, pipe down, you ain't in no big three. Scissor got you wiped down, Travis got you wiped down, Savage got you wiped down. Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now. And you gon' feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to add his talk with your ass, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike then and Mike now. What the fuck is this, a 20v1, nigga? What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. Get more love in a city that you run, nigga. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. Yeah, I'm the sixth guy, I'm the front runner. Y'all nigga manager was Charles' little blunt runner. Clean a six and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing, able bread out here tricking. Shit we do for bitches, he doing for niggas. Jets, whips, chains, wicked, wicked, wicked. Spinning like you tryna fuck, boy you tripping, Drizzy Chippendale, probably got your bitch in nail. I just got him done, boy don't make me at the Chippendale. Rolling loud stage, I would turn, that was slick as hell. Shit'll probably change if it be him start to kiss and tell. Hugs and kisses, man, don't tell me about no switches. I'll be rocking every fucking chain I own next visit, ayy. I'll be with some bodyguards like Whitney. Top say drop your little midget ass, better fucking, ayy. Better drop and give me 50, ayy. Drop and give me 50, drop and give me 50. Niggas really got me out here talking like I'm 50. Niggas really got me out here rapping what I'm living. I might take your latest girl a cuff her like I'm Ricky. Can't believe he jumping in, this nigga turning 50. Every song that made it on a chart he got from Drizzy. Spend that little check, you gotta stay up out my business. Nigga, shout out to the hooper that be busting out the gritty. We know why you mad, nigga, I ain't even tripping. All that little heartbroken Twitter shit for bitches. This for all the top dogs, drop and give me 50, drop, drop. In that fucking song, y'all got to not start the beef with us. This shit been brewing in a pot, now I'm heating up. I don't care what Cole think, that dot shit was weak as fuck. Champagne tripping, he is not fucking easing up. Nigga calling Top to see if Top wanna piece it up. Top wanna piece it up, Top wanna piece it up. Nah, pussy, now you on your own when you speaking up. You done roll deep to this, it's not fucking deep enough. Begging cost or not, boy, you not fucking beating us. Numbers wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking creeping up. Money wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking sneaking up. Corn by your show. Money, merch money, feed us. I'ma let you niggas work it out because I seen enough. This ain't even everything I know, don't wait the demon up. This ain't even everything I know, don't wait the demon up. Drop and give me 50, all you fuck niggas teaming up.
What platform you smoking on, Kendrick?
So, that was your first time hitting it, right, B-Rob?
Yeah, so everything that I gathered from that, he's just making short jokes about Kendrick.
Pretty much, and he called Rick Ross old.
Yeah, old and short jokes. I mean,
Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums.
Yeah, yeah,
it's funny. It's funny.
Did touch my spirit. I did have to chuckle.
I chuckled several times listening to
it. Also, Clown on the Weekend is weird to be dissing a single motherfucker in your raps, but I mean, I guess he felt he needed to.
Well, he did because we can diss them on Metro album, which makes this even more funnier to me. He's getting dissed by The Weeknd. How the dude singing and dissing you? How you gonna diss you on the melody?
a melodic diss. You know what I'm saying?
And I absolutely love The Weeknd, and that is absolutely 100% some Weeknd shit he would do. Like, I'm finna diss this dude singing.
But you're right. So he basically said, you know, you short, you wear a men's size 7, which is actually, like I said, hilarious.
It is.
But it's like, I guess. Yeah. You're not top 3 SZA wash you. Like, well, okay, label mates. Travis got you wiped down. I don't appreciate Travis, but my son does. Savage got you wiped down. We already talked about my man, Pip and Cheerio, the 21 yeah. Savage, all good.
21 Britain.
So,
21 scones.
sure thing.
21
it,
bruvs.
What it is it's a good beat.
It is.
It's well composed. It's well wrapped. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, that's why people are like, oh yeah, and you know what I'm saying? But otherwise, but then here's the thing. I was the same way when I first heard the Kendrick joint. I was like, I don't know if I really appreciate this. And then it took me going, listen to that beat a couple of times. And then it actually was my man from Dissect. I know it's weird to have white boys breaking down hip hop, but guess what? They're good at that shit.
They are.
My man from Dissect did a little breakdown of like that. And I was like, oh, okay. Thank you for this insight that I did not have. And I'm like, well done, Kendrick. Just talk. You know what I'm saying? So, oh my God, Metro. Shut the fuck up. Make some drums is pretty great, though.
That is a funny ass line.
Also, that shit, like, what are you trying? Maroon 5 need a verse. Make something for the Swifties. I'm like, I don't know why you think that's dissing that I'm getting well paid to make song pop music. Because your ass gets well paid to make pop music.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. We the same. That's another reason this beef is so ignorant. It's like, y'all are the same.
Literally. I think the song's great. I think it's fun. I think it's funny. I think his only mistake, in my opinion, is going at Ross right now.
The fact that that's going to came out maybe an hour, two tops later, Rick Ross had prepared a statement.
And this is why I say that, because Rick Ross is not like these other rappers. He is from a younger generation where he is going to make multiple records and constantly put them out, and he is going to constantly stay on your ass. And B-Rob, yeah. I brought this up because if you've been looking at Rick Ross's Twitter, it has been the funniest shit.
Oh, yeah.
He has been dissing Drake all day. It's been hilarious.
That's what I know of Rick Ross or whatever. He like, he'll put shit out on Front Street, and it doesn't have to be in a rap. It doesn't have to be on wax. It doesn't have to be on a beat. Like, he'll get on his IG, he'll go stand by his pool that's lavish as the fuck.
Exactly. And that's what he's been doing.
Yeah, just showing the sheer amount of, you know, capital that he's amassed. Just talking shit about people, like, straight up.
And what makes it funny is the fact that Rick Ross is from that generation where he doesn't care if he's saying something that's offensive. Yeah. He's been calling Drake white boy the whole time.
Yeah. The clip that I've seen on his social media, whatever, him by his pool just talking to his camera or whatever, he called Drake white boy the whole fucking time.
Yes.
The whole fucking time.
And what makes it even more funny, and I think this is a calculated mistake on Drake's behalf, this is so stupid and funny. Drake put out the image, the message that his mom sent to him about, because in the Rick Ross, maybe we should play the Rick Ross song first.
Yeah, let me do
so that. You can know the context of the message.
Same difference. We'll just mute up and I'll play it for y'all.
Okay, ready? Perfect.
Yeah. All right.
Fish tanks and marble floors, living big and bad. Niggas laugh until they hit with my official jab. Crack smoke is the exhaust from my pen and pad. Ghost writers, they get the floss, what you could have had. Record label taking a loss, are you in your bag? You a worker wanting the chart, don't make me laugh. Get the mind, tell by my watch, this a different time. Living fine, I'm getting high as your shit decline. Who believes he moving keys in his Louis V's? Run up on you and snatch your chain, watch you bitches bleed. beat. Feel the pain or just describe where you really ride. Either you niggas getting money or ready to die. B.I.G. or give a fuck if you T.I. Lee. You got it and you keep it tucked if you be by me. Do the job, better known as the Charles Schwab. Double R spread through the yard and I swear to God. Pop a perk for the field, go and count me a meal. Kill you niggas for free, do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking they records when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangster, when you see me, you check me. White boy, I see you. I see you. Yeah. Check. Getting bullied, don't walk up on me cause the clip is fully. Niggas pussy, don't wanna push me. I'm like, really, Woody? Like his moves. But he never had a fight at school. Always ran, another nigga had to write your grooves. Flow was copying your pace. Weezy gave you the juice. Another white boy at the park, wanna hang with the crew. Pull it surprise winner, switching up like dyed denim. Get incentives for all the killings while we ride rentals. Look me right in my face, he beginning to shake. Told you niggas stay scheming, I predicted my fate. Got more money than you. Fuck you want me to say? 50 mils for the crib, where you want me to stay? I can shoot up the block, I got bitches to paint. Let you DM my old, but got bitches you can't. Let you get on my songs, it was good for your face. Now bitch nigga is home, and no room for debate. Pop a perk for the field, go and count me a meal. Kill you niggas for free, do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking they records, when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangster, when you see me, you check me. You ain't never wanna be a nigga anyway, nigga. That's why you had an operation to make your nose smaller than your father knows, nigga. I unfollowed you, nigga, cause you sent the motherfucking cease and desist to French Montana, nigga. You sent the police, nigga, hating on my dog Project. That one the same white boy that I seen, nigga, when we were making them early records, nigga. When you were happy to be around, nigga, seeing niggas holding them sticks. Yeah, you old motherfucking stunner your life, nigga. Give Weezy some more money, nigga. Get rap a lot, some more money, nigga. White boy, yeah, biggest. It's Rosé, nigga. We can do it how you wanna do it, where you wanna do it, anytime you wanna do it. I'm ready. I'm ready, white boy. Huh? I know you got your Dockers on with no underwear, white boy. Yeah, you had that surgery, that six pack gone. That's why you wearing that funny shit at your show. You can't hide it, nigga. White boy.
The funny thing about this whole thing is Rick Ross has been posting pictures of Drake's nose back in the day and now.
For real?
And it looks like he might have had a nose job.
Oh, no.
And what's funny about it is Drake's mom and Drake, I don't know why Drake posted this. Drake, this is some light skin shit. Drake posted a message that his mom sent him asking him why did he get a nose job. Hold and up. Not get one for her.
I fully do not believe this is from his mom. I think this is somebody he got in his phone is mom for this bit.
And, yes, it probably is.
Here, let me do a quick
terrible question. Idea, by the way.
It's just dumb. Look at this message.
Show me more.
I'll read the message for people. Alms, the internet is saying you got a nose job. You look the same to me in the kitchen today. I can't believe you would get one without me, because you know I always wanted one. Don't tell me that you got tattoos without me and now this too. Now Drake's response is, ha 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 ha. I would have got the 2-for-1 deal if I went, Ma. This is coming from Rick Ross, the guy I did songs with. Now he's going to loop you off the Mounjaro. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Mounjaro is the weight loss medicine. It's a pretty funny bar. Funny, little funny stuff.
And he hasn't eaten in days. And now he's turned to an angry and racist performing at proms for money. It's bad. Don't worry. We'll handle it. And Rick Ross put on there, you want nosy goof?
Puns. Big puns.
Yeah. He's been posting before and after pictures of Drake all day. And I'm like, kind of dumb. Like he got a nose job. And he's been posting videos talking about how Drake got a male BBL, which is, the ab etching thing. And people have been saying that about Drake for a while. They've been saying a lot of other nasty things that Drake has done. And if you saw that other video that leaked about Drake, that you said he did that too. And I'm like, ugh.
Everybody had his peeny wanky out.
His peeny wanky
out. Yeah. They said he got the surgery for that as well. And they're like,
oh. Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm like, ugh. And that's the thing about people like Rick Ross. And that's like, I don't know if you should have went at Rick Ross just yet. Because you got, if Kendrick drops now, you're gonna be doing some overtime work. But my whole thing is Rick Ross is not gonna stop. Rick Ross is the one who, the thing about Rick Ross is the fact, one, he's fat. And if somebody knows about fat people, they've been dealing with getting jokes on all their life. So they got plenty of jokes for your ass.
Yeah.
And they're going to stay cracking jokes. Rick Ross is the type of person who does not let up, and he is going to stay cracking jokes on you. So you better be prepared for that.
M50 in the game, same.
Same thing. M50 in the game are relentless with that. If you're not prepared to deal with that, don't start. Rick Ross came out this 2 hours later.
Yeah.
2 hours.
And then he went out by his pool on his Instagram or whatever it was, just talking shit.
And he was doing everything. He went and did like a show that night. And during the show, he played Aston Martin music. He played like the beginning section of it with Drake. And it said, turn that bullshit off. And then while he was wearing a Drake sweater and said, put on some real nigga shit. And he played, what song was it? I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover.
Yeah.
But the thing about Rick Ross that people kind of don't realize is, which is funny, Rick Ross ghostwritten for a lot of people, like a lot of rappers. And I don't know if you heard the line in the Drake song where he mentions, go worry about you and Diddy. Rick Ross wrote a lot of Diddy songs. So Rick Ross has a lot of money from that. So I know people think like Rick Ross don't have hits. No, he wrote a lot of hits for other people too. And he has his own hits.
Is this true? Because that's where the most money is.
Yeah.
Ghost writing for people.
That and owning, you know, restaurants all across this country.
Yes, he owns Wingstop. So Rick Ross had. So I know people want to say that Rick Ross is broke. No, that is not the case at all.
Well, which is why he in his song just said, I got more money than you. He's not lying.
He's not lying. Rick Ross owns a lot of things. He owns like wings. He owns like a lot of restaurants. He's like Jay-Z in
that sense.
Big
people like to eat.
Yeah. He owns a lot of stuff. A lot of successful stuff at that. He's very smart with his money, like car shows and restaurants and a whole bunch of other things. But yeah, this is going to be a very fun beef. I'm enjoying it. I think we haven't gotten nothing like this in a while, so seeing it now has just been super fun. We didn't even ask B-Rod, what did you think of the record? What did y'all both think of the records?
So, for me, personally, I thought it had more substance than the last thing that we listened to. But, like, it didn't really strike nothing with me or whatever. I mean, it was all right, but, like,
I think we're both kind of like spoiled, but also kind of fucked up because beef in our time could get you killed.
Yeah.
And we lost so many to rap beefs, and it shouldn't have been that way. It should have stayed on wax. If everybody can play cool, we can keep this on.
I'm surprised LL ain't dead.
Yeah, LL said some wild stuff to people.
If we can keep this on musical terms, this is fine. Everybody can laugh and be like, ooh, this was better than that. This gravy. But if it turns to, oh shit, somebody showed up at somebody's house, or oh shit, somebody's windows got shot out, immediately this got to come to a halt. I can't fuck with nobody dying over fucking lyrics ever again.
Yeah. And then that, like, I feel like that's the zone that Kendrick Lamar comes from. Just like, I'll fuck with you on this. Freaking recording all day, every day, or whatever. It's just like, what are you gonna do? I mean, prove that you're better than me lyrically, yeah, and whatnot.
Yeah, and so I mean, look, the reality is, if you go by just song and put together something out there, it feels like Drake got this one. Now,
I agree.
That Rick Ross one is pretty fun. But again, I think that's just your opening salvo.
Correct.
I feel like there can be more to come.
I think there will be more to come.
Also, like I said, Drake got to take on like 6-7 people, and like, you know what I'm saying, it's like, and to have relatively done it, you know, pretty deftly done just that.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
you know, pretty impressive. I think Drake is in a great position.
What are you talking about, the black? Yeah. I got a small child here. Continue.
Quit. How you been a small child? Ask her who does she like in the beef, Kendrick or Drake? I know she knows who both of them are.
But yeah, man, it's just I think it'll be fun to see what Monday brings. Because you know people are in the lab right now cooking up some shit.
Well, they definitely are.
And like I said, I'm excited to see where this could possibly head lyrically. Like I said, as long as we keep that shit like that, I'm be okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know that my man J. Cole, I'll delete this later. If you go to I'll delete this later's listing on might delete later, forgive me, on Spotify at least, 7 Minute Drill is grayed out. You cannot play it anymore.
Boo.
So he did remove it. He's as he said he would. So
That's whack.
Let me look at this.
Yeah,
because I'm my Apple guy. So let me look at this.
Oh yeah, let's see. I'm jumping on Apple Music right quick and see if he pulled it off that one.
What was the name of the song?
7 Minute Drill. It's the last song on Might Delete Later.
It's not even listed on here.
Yeah. See, they.
Yeah, it's grayed out on here.
Yeah. So he really did, you know, remove the song.
Oh, I was smart. I still got it. I downloaded it before he did it.
Oh, it's on YouTube. I mean, you can go listen to it anywhere if you are so inclined.
Yeah, I mean, once it's released, it's taking it back.
Yeah, I downloaded it on the iTunes store.
Cool. Oh, so you own it.
So, yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
You own it.
Yeah, I made sure, like, no. Once he said that, like, let me download this real quick. No. You're not finna PT me.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. I get the reference.
Yeah. I understand that reference. He was saying, got a Captain America, right?
So is there anything else we got to say about this before we go?
It's no ether.
Nope.
It's no Vaseline. It's no the bitch in you.
No.
Nope. Also, y'all knew that Common and Drake got into it at one point, right?
Yeah, so they didn't call Common. Tell them district again.
And that... I didn't know that. Like that just showed up on the internet. People was like, yeah, Common and Drake got each other before. And
isn't that what Stay Scheming is?
I don't even know.
They Stay Scheming the song dissing Common. I want to say it is.
Typey type.
Stay Scheming remix, Drake diss. So Common has a song. I guess he rapped over Stay Scheming. Is that what ended up happening?
I think it's both.
And I'm looking up. It's old beef. It's like when they both dated Serena beef.
Yeah.
So they both dated Serena?
At different times. I think Serena Common dated her first. And then
I'm thinking of the spectrum of Serena Williams. So Common is like he light skinned, but like still like he like my color, just a little bit lighter. Then Drake is the escalation to where he's like light skinned, and then now she with a white guy.
Yeah, she gave up. She's like, nah, I'm cool with this. These dudes are dumb.
Yeah. Common a bit of a man whore. Common be out there just.
Common like everybody. Women, yeah. Common not like women with power. But right now you with Jennifer Hudson, who is like, I don't know if you want to go down that path, because like she a cheating ass motherfucker.
Yeah, so. I was right. Drake responded to Common on Stay Scheming,
and then Common responded on a Stay Scheming remix.
That's correct.
Fascinating. And then of course, I think Drake didn't call Common out by name. So when Common dropped the remix, he was like, that's right. I am talking about you, Drake. Yes. I am saying that. So
it's call like, him Canada Dry. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, he did. So, oof.
Yeah, Drake be bringing this on himself. Drake gets very petty when people mess with girls he used to mess with or was messing with, which is weird.
Could you imagine? Go date. Have a good time. Enjoy this life. It's very short. Yeah, get the fuck out of here, bro.
I've said that multiple times. Like, I don't care who my exes date. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
I don't even talk to mine, and we got kids to give.
My ex dead, so I can't do nothing about it.
Hey, I mean, you lucky R.I.P. then.
Long as you ain't do it, you good. Long as you ain't pull OJ, as they say.
Yeah, oh, I mean, I wished for mine, and it didn't happen, so I'm...
Oh, no, you shouldn't wish.
Hey, that's how much hate I had. I'm sorry.
No. None of that. We had a good working relationship. I'm always sad that she gone, but
yeah, we don't want to end up on serial B-Rob.
Fuck that bitch, man.
Yeah, we don't want to end up on serial. That is not a show that I would like to be a part of.
Hey, man, she got in a car accident one time, and I was just like,
this is the episode to air that out. I guess the beef episode. Yeah, this would be appropriate.
I mean, yeah, me and my first baby mama, we got the beef, all of it.
Wow, I don't think I wish it definitely. Well, there may be one person I wish.
I did at one time. I don't feel that way anymore. I mean, and it is just like with any beef, you evolve past that.
Yeah,
hopefully,
maybe, probably not.
Probably not. Until like, one of you motherfuckers die.
Like J. Cole said, you might delete this later.
Yeah, I mean, whenever, and delete would be like life. Yeah. I'd be in the coffin.
We better end this show before we get arrested.
They lower me down. The Undertaker done hit the damn switch on the damn coffin. I'm going down with the middle finger up. Like, fuck that bitch.
Is there anything either one of us have to promote before we go?
Oddly enough, we're talking about OJ. The Stay Scrunchy Milk 534 will be out at some point. It's out already, but depending on when
the OJ Simpson episode. OJ Simpson special.
It's not. It's just. I just really want to talk about OJ passing with a little more compassion than he was getting the day he died.
Oh, it was going both ways. It was fun watching.
We just opened up the show, talked a little about OJ, OJ dying. Of course,
talking about how he wasn't black, he was OJ.
Yes,
my man Anthony, of course, believes OJ's son did it, which is a conspiracy theory that's been out there for years.
Yes, it has. So, I told a story on Patreon. Me and B-Rob were just recording. I told a story about that situation that day that you can only hear on Patreon. So if you're on the Patreon, pay the dollar, you can hear it. But it's a very interesting story of why I don't like social media.
And then, like, I had to send the proof to Delvin that I took a picture in front of OJ house the day after the murder.
Yes. And, that is also a story we tell on Patreon.
And it's just like, anytime I posted that picture or I said anything about it, I got quote tweeted and retweeted and freaking just like tagged in all kinds of OJ shit, conspiracy stuff or whatever. I'm glad this motherfucker's dead so I can get that off my shit.
Yes. The picture will be on the Patreon, so if you want to look at that picture when I put that episode up, probably be next week.
Like, I am a patron, so you know I get down with the get down, so yeah. It's
great. gotta get it down with the sickness.
Anything you want to promote, B-Rob, before we go?
You can listen to the Random Rambles with Rob on various social media platforms to include your favorite podcasting place. But if you want to talk to me directly, you can find me on Twitter or X or whatever the fuck you call it, at It's B-Rob, ITSBROB, or at my podcast's handle, at 3R Show. You can find me wandering around the wonderful world of Walmart on Instagram, at The 3R Show. And for anything that I may have forgotten to mention, you can go to randomrob.com, to which it may be around, but I might delete it later.
There you go.
If mama call him Twitter, I'm going to call him Twitter.
Thank you guys for listening. As always, Devin Cox Prince, we out. Peace.
Peace. That was a delight, gentlemen. Thank you.
It was.